Paul, we've asked you so many times about number 29, but how do you put that performance into words tonight?
But to be honest with you, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. I think I said that once. I wanted to kind of keep it to myself, but on the nights that he's scored his three, he's had his chances to get so much more. But, boy, those guys were so good. And some of those goals, you just got to sit back and smile if you're standing on the right bench, because nobody's stopping the one-timer on the power play. It's not getting stopped by anybody.
Speaking of standing on the bench, what's it like to be involved in a game like that where that whole line is rolling like it was and all three of those guys were able to be a part of it?
Well, it's good because they've worked their way into it. You know, Patty's his all three of them, their 5-on-5 games have been really good. Brian Little is the kind of the quiet guy on the line, did a lot of the heavy lifting down low. So they were good at both ends of the rink. Some of their offense, you know, starting from there. I'm happy for them. They've earned it.
I know there's that narrative that going back to Finland, and obviously Patrick had the hat trick, got him going. But you look at his month now since, I think he's 15 or 16 just in November alone, 11 since Monday. I mean, is it bearing truth that really did mark a turning point?
You know what? I think there were a bunch of things going on. I feel with him, I felt when he played with Adam Lowry for those few games, his game settled and got into straight lines and then went back out into offensive holes with Brian and Kyle. So I think he got his game right just before it. A confidence is, you know, shooters and goaltenders, right? They got to get a puck. They got to make the save, and they got to get a puck to go in the net for the shooter. And there's nothing you can do until they find that confidence themselves.
Mentally, what does it mean for your group to put that third period behind you as quickly as you're able to?
It means you can say you went out on a 4-game road trip, but played 12 periods, and you really liked 10 of them. There were 2 periods we didn't like. Our game, I'm not going to try to sell that to you before this game. We needed to play well in here tonight. You need to. We were better than a 500 road team on this trip. So 500, but 500 is your cutoff, right? That's what you got to get to on the road, and you got to win your home games.
Especially after giving up the first goal, you get the 2 in 41, and then they get one back. So did you? Was it the way they came out in the second that maybe really pleased you the most?
You know, I think the shots are 14-7 after the first. I liked our first. We came out on after the first on the road even is a good place to be, right? You're not selling tickets unless you wanted to watch Patty play, which would be a good buy. So I like the first.
In a while all the talk about Little and Line A don't click together. I mean, what does this week mean in terms of that? And finding some chemistry with those two, not just
right.
Kyle and Brian.
You can't assess three when Nick Ehlers was playing there with that line. You can't assess them until they develop. You don't know if there's chemistry. There's too many things in their 5-on-5 game that needed work, as it is with all young players. But Nick Ehlers is a better player right now. And it's not a chemistry thing necessarily with Schaefer Wheeler. His style of game, Nick Ehlers is a better player right now than at any point last year. The hockey that he's playing, Patty Laine, that's true now, 5-on-5 as well. So there's chemistry, sure, with him. I'm not looking to break the lineup by any means. But I've never really assessed Ehlers, Little, and Laine until they each find their own game. And then you look at the pieces as they go together. Right now, these guys have their game right.
Matthew Pro looked like he got a little banged up, but I think he came out for one more shift, so as far as you know.
Yeah, I know. My understanding is we got through it without any issues.